Okay, how are you doing, Roberto?
I'm doing good.
I'm GP Duplessis, and here's Roberto Sonnino, and we're here to show you a little bit of the tools that we built inside VS 2012 that shipped this year. To showcase some of this stuff, we're gonna use something called the Starter Kit. You're gonna hear the word Starter Kit a lot being mentioned around here. The Starter Kit sounds like a big thing, but in reality, all it is a few headers in C++ to help you start writing 3D apps. Why are we doing this? In the last decade, I think that it was really hard for anybody to even grasp how 3D works. A few elites were really good at it and became superstars of writing 3D games like Doom and stuff like that. But in reality is that not a lot of people have access to 3D just because the understanding and the concept count for learning 3D is so high. It's something that's intimidating a lot of people. So our goal was to demystify how 3D works. And to achieve that, we built a series of tools inside VS that would help the beginner, if you want, to introduce him to 3D. And we had a couple of obstacles. We had the notion of all the concept in 3D, and I'm going to enumerate a few of them. Models, that's the actual shape of an object that you want to display. There's shaders, which is actually how the pixels are rendered when a shader is actually displayed somewhere in a scene, another concept. And we have textures, and the concept count goes through the sky. Camera, scene, light, and all that good stuff. On top of that, you had C++ itself. It's not a trivial thing to master. You add that to the mix and it starts to be really intimidating and you kind of back off on wanting to do the game. So a lot of people are left behind. There was some good product out there. I'll name a few of them, but not exclusively. There's something like called Unity. It's a starter kit if you want with all the steroids that you need. We're not trying to go down that path. That's way beyond our scope. The scope is, again, just to give you a little glimpse of how to do 3D apps. So we're going to dive into this. We're not going to talk too much. We're going to give you more demo. Everything we're going to show you is available now. It's part of VS 2012, the tools. But the starter kit that we mentioned earlier is something that's really available right now on Microsoft on the sample gallery. And it helps you basically by giving you the whole sample of how it works. And you load it up, you press Control F5, you run your app, and boom, you have your app. A basic app, and I'll show you that the app content is not really important. It's more about the tool set and the value we try to give you is openness. You'll see all your source code that we give you, all the models. So I'm going to go fast, and after that I'm going to give it to Roberto, who's going to show you what he did with the starter kit. Okay, so if you look at the screen, this is what we have right now. You can go to this site here, but an easier site to go at is aka.mswack VS3D kit. You go here, it brings you back to the same spot where you're, and then you basically just download the source code and you'll get a little app. I'll show you what the source code looks like. So when you load the starter kit solution, it's very, very simple. You have a game, which is about, let me just continue this, and 200 lines of code, and the rest is basically a big header you include. And that does all the magic for you. I'm going to run it first to showcase the app running in Windows App Store mode. And we'll come back to it. Again, the app itself is not really relevant here. It's more about the tools and what it gives you as object model that you can reuse. And here we go. And it works. Roberto, what are we seeing here?
So we have some models that are spinning. And you can probably click on them.
Or I'll tap. I'll use my finger. Touch.
So when you click them, they glow. And we also count how many clicks, how many taps you did to each of the models. You can also pull up the app bar.
Right click.
And then you can just change the color of the center teapot. So it's a pretty standard, simple Hello World application. So you have things rotating, interaction with XAML, so you have the direct 3D background, and also the counters and the app bar are all rendered using XAML. So this is what we show you how to do.
Okay, so, and then you can dock it on the side, and all the stuff you expect from a Windows 8 store app. Okay, What we're going to show you now is the game itself is not relevant. What we show you is all the tools going together and how you actually combine them to get what you wanted. And really, the end goal is that you take this, run with it, remove all the stuff in there, put your own models, and build your own game that you're going to love, make it, because you don't have to spend hours and weeks, used to be months, to build something because you don't need to build the plumbing. We gave it all to you. Okay, so for example, in this solution, the assets here, in the 3D world and 3D games, the word asset comes a lot. And usually asset just means a place to put all the stuff that's going to be used that is not code, like textures, which is also image, models, shaders, sound would be an asset, images, all that good stuff. Your icons is an asset. So all the stuff you want to put there, we put in under the folder asset. And for example, if I double click on this thing called the game level, what is this thing? Well, look at that. It's the whole scene that we saw earlier, but inside Visual Studio. So this is a new tool we have this year in this product of VS 2012. And it allows you to do basic viewing and editing. And to some extent, the word editing is really far-fetched. You can delete objects, move them around, stretch them, resize them. I'm going to do a couple of that. And let's go in and zoom in. So right now I can zoom in. I can see my object. And I'm going to give myself a little bit more space here. And I can rotate this and see all the objects in the space of the camera for designing. And I can make some small modification. I could totally like just, I don't know. I like to do this for the demo. I like to take the cone here and just rotate it a little bit here on the side like that. And take the cylinder and just resize it to make it bigger. And then, as you can see, all I did is play a little bit, tweak it, make it to my liking, and Control F5, just run it again. Didn't change one line of code, and there it is. What I modified is available to me. And it's just like what you do with any other type of application. You modify the code, you run it, you see your result. Same thing here. You didn't need to go and change a lot of understanding how the geometry and the mesh and the models work. You just modify them if you can, and you got them working. You can go even further than that. Now, this was just me modifying an existing one. But let's say you have a buddy who is really, really, really good in modeling, and he happens to be helping you on your game, and he gave you a model that he worked on all weekend, and he gives it to you. All you have to do is add it to your application. In this case, he worked on something called the Dude, something that shipped in XNA or some DX application sample. So I can select them all, Control C. He just gave it to me. I appreciate. And I just paste it back inside my scene here. Okay, I've got him here. I'm going to move him a little bit around because I don't like where he is. So I can move this here. And I find him to be way too big. I'm going to resize him here. Like that, sound effect and everything. And then Control F5. I didn't do anything else than just add a new model. Building, running, and there he is. So now you went from basic primitive objects to a full-fledged professional guy or person designed this, and then he puts it on the screen, he gives it to you, copy and paste, modify it, we love it, put it in the product, ship it, you're happy. You got some quality art now. Another thing you could do is, my bad here, another thing you could do is look at your other assets. For example, this cube here has a texture on it. But I want to do something funky with it. I want to change it a little bit. So I'm going to go and look at the texture for this. And we have now a texture editor, or also an image editor known as an image editor. Texture is just for the world 3D usually. We use that word. I'm going to use the spray can. I'm going to put resolution that's big, and I like in yellow, and I'm going to say 3D. And then maybe a little snake around, something like that. I'm just going to play with this a little bit. Oh, there you go. I'm going to put the infinity loop. Control F5. Set. Yes, I want to save this thing. It's compiling. And boom, we've got it. It's right down my texture. Have fun with it, modify it, put your face in there, do whatever you want. The sky's the limit. Okay, I'm going to now hand this off to our friend Roberto, who I challenge. He just got hired at Microsoft. I think he's in his first month right now.
Yeah,
first month. He hasn't finished 1 month at Microsoft. And already he's published the starter kit and the little demo he's going to give you. And I challenge him to take the starter kit, take his app that he once wrote in 3D, DAX. It was really complex. It took him 3 months to write. I said, rewrite that using the starter kit. And Roberto's going to show you what he's done, okay?
Yeah.
Take it away.
I think just before I get into that, let me show a little bit of the code the starter kit gives you. Because so you can see what do you have to change and what you don't have to change in order to do your game. So what the starter kit is actually just this big header. It's a .h file, so all the code is here. You can see all the code, how we do it. You can bring whatever you need to your own app. But this is pretty generic. It will work for mostly every app. So we're including classes for cameras, so a basic camera, a light. We have mesh loader, so you can load the mesh without having to write any code. You just create the FBX mesh and load it using this code. We have some constants, we have a vertex struct, so we have all the basic plumbing you need to create an app on this header. Besides that, we also give to you something called the game base, which, let me show you the header, which is a basic class that you would inherit. You would create a derivation of this class to create your own game. So this class adds stuff to load, initialize your scene, update it every time the scene has some change, and then render to present it to the screen. We also add some functions to show you how to do hit testing, which is when you tap or click, which model was under the mouse or under your tap. So this is hit testing. We also give that to you on the game base class. And then finally, the actual game, which is game.h and game.cpp, is just a class that uses this to create that basic scene with the teapot and the box and everything there. So if you look at this one, that's the one JP said, it's 200 lines of code. It's really, really simple. There's no plumbing code. It's only like set the camera position, set the lights. Whenever the game updates, let's update the rotation. Let me make it a little bit bigger so you can see the code. So let's make the rotation when the game updates. Let's render it once per scene. Let's paint this beautiful gray background, and then draw our scene model. So instead of learning how to render a mesh, all you have to do is call mesh render in the mesh class, and we do the rendering for you. We also show you how to do the hit effect. When you click, it glows. All this comes with the starter kit. Also, you didn't talk about the shader designer, which I think is pretty
nice. That's true. Shader designer is a nice piece of work.
Yeah. So the shader designer, besides the mesh editor and the texture editor, we also have the shader designer, which allows you to design a shader without having to learn HLSL, which is another language that looks very similar to C++, but it has other things you have to learn. So instead of that, we have this little tool, actually it's a pretty big one, it's awesome, and it helps you to create a shader just by dragging blocks and connecting them. So I won't go in detail on how the shader designer works, but you can see that you have blocks like add that will add to two different things. You have blocks like, for example, Lambert. Lambert is the standard shading for any 3D object with a light. You have specular for the specular shading. So, for example, if you want to have a basic Lambert and specular shading, you just add those two blocks, multiply them, and then you can sample your texture and have that displayed on your final object. You can also preview that using a cone or a teapot. You can rotate the preview. So it's a pretty nice tool. It comes with Visual Studio 2012. And the cool thing is that it works very well with our pipeline, but you can also export this shader to HLSL, to standard HLSL. So you can use it even if you're going to compile the HLSL using other tools. So it's a pretty nice tool to use. So we have a sample here of a fairly complex shader that that shows you how to do the glow effect. So JP challenged me to create a game using this starter kit, and that's what I did. I created a game, a very simple one, called The Towers of Hanoi. It's a very well-known mathematical problem. So this is The Towers of Hanoi 3D game. As you can see, it has reflections, and it has integration with XAML. You can also play the solution. You can do all sorts of neat things, like you can add some disks, remove disks, reset the game anytime. So let me play a little bit, then you can reset the game. So it's a simple game in concept, but it has a lot of the features we want, and this looks more like a real game. We have like a logo and real assets. You can also put it on the snap view and play it in 2D. That's pretty nice. So you don't have to pause your game when you're doing other stuff on the side. Say you're working.
Yeah.
So you can work and still like have your Towers of Hanoi animation going here. That's pretty nice. And also this 2D mode in the side, it also shows you, if you get this code, how to do a 2D camera, an orthographic camera using the starter kit, which is pretty nice because sometimes you want to do a 2D game. So let me show you a little bit about Hanoi. First of all, you can get it right now. It's available on the web on CodePlex. So you can go on hanoi3d.codeplex.com, and then you can get all the code. If you have any suggestions, feel free to add. If you have any questions about the starter kit, the sample gallery has a Q&A section where you can send your questions. We'll try to answer. So let me talk a little bit about Hanoi. So with the same starter kit, I put everything that comes from the starter kit in this folder. I didn't change one file. I just copied there. And I only have one class that I had to write myself, which is game.
How many lines of code?
The total goes up to 700 lines.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So in 700 lines, I have the whole game logic. I have almost none, no DirectX specific code. I have a little bit because of the reflections. But besides that, like it's only like you're going to read it and you're going to understand the logic. So what are my methods here? I have my for overrides from the starter kit. Let me make it a little bit bigger. I have my for overrides from the starter kit. And I have stuff like reset, autosolve, add disk, remove disk. It's all my game logic. There's no DirectX plumbing here. I didn't have to create crazy stuff. Only a little bit for the reflection textures. And it's also nice that you can also grab this this shader that I designed for the reflection.
You did a shader. You did your own shader.
Exactly. And you can grab this shader that I used for the reflection and use it to create reflections on your game or modify it to do other things. So the levels were also designed using the model editor, the mesh editor. The disk is also one simple mesh. So everything works using the Visual Studio tools.
Yeah. How easy was it to learn how to work with this?
Oh, really easy. Really, really easy.
I set that question up just so you say that.
Yeah.
That's good. I like it. So it took about 2 days to do the plumbing, the main plugin?
2 days, yeah. A little bit more to add the reflection effects and the snap view. But the basic idea was really, really quick.
Okay. So hopefully everybody out there will have the same outcome as Roberto had. A few days, grab the code, add your business logic for your game, make it happen, ask somebody to give you some nice art. If you're good at it, just do it yourself. And then publish that on the Windows Store and have fun. Hope you like the demo.